Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Gospel Soul with Janice Jackson. Remember, stay true to your gospel soul. What does your soul
bring in the news to your ears?
This is the place for you.
Blog Talk Radio.
Call in and join me, Janice Jackson, on My Gospel Soul.
My Gospel Soul.
The Gospel Hour of Power. I bring power.
Bring in the news to your
ears. Your opinion matters.
Oh, Brian, hallelujah.
praise God, thoughtful of others and their feelings, praise God. And I was reading over this a little bit earlier, praise God. God began to minister to me about how we feel like we say whatever we're big enough to say. We tell people, but just deal with it. Just deal with it. I can't say it no other way. Oh, yes, you can. You can say it in a way that won't keep someone's spirit. You can say it in a way that'll lift and that'll edify that person. Praise God. I'm African-American. I'm black. Hallelujah. My mama, me. Praise God. But then she came back with some words of love. Amen. She tried to heal that thing. Praise God. So not only do you give a person the truth, praise God, it's the same thing with God. God, he does things in love, praise God. And so we have to learn, amen, we're talking about character traits, amen. We have to learn, amen, how to minister to someone or how to listen or to give advice, amen, to someone without killing them, amen, without tearing them down so-called blood to where they can't get up. Praise God. You got to be considerate, amen. How would you feel, amen, if someone was coming back at you like that? And some people say, well, I'd be able to take it. Oh, come on, let's be real, amen. You want somebody to approach you in love, too, in the right spirit, amen. You want somebody to come at you being considerate, praise God. I mean, you have some people that go through situations, trials and tribulations, and they go and they ask, people of God, amen. And let me just take this time, amen, to regret so that I can pray, amen, and ask God to cover us as we go into this topic, because I definitely want the word, amen, to go out and return, amen. I want it to return. I want to see some fruit from this, amen. So, Lord, we just thank you for the word. We thank you for the church that you are about to teach us and about to instill in us. And I ask, amen, that we not just talk it, but we walk it, praise God, that we live it, praise God, in our everyday life, praise God, when we're dealing with others, help us and to be a friend, show us how to be brothers and sisters in Christ, show us how to mend broken relationships, show us, amen, how to be a counselor, show us how to be that shoulder that someone needs when they need to cry, amen, when they need strength, amen, show us how to be there for that person, amen. Lord, and I just ask, amen, that I decrease, that you may increase, and that your word go forth, praise God, and that the people that need to hear it, that they hear it, amen, and that they feel sure in their spirit as they walk it out, amen. Glory to God. So be considerate, amen. Like I said, that's Philippians 2 and 4. Look, consider not every man on his own thing, on his own interest, praise God. But every man also on the things of others, praise God. That means selfishness out of your life, praise God. Get a self-righteousness out of your life, praise God. You're dignified. And all this clicking. Oh, I'm higher than you. Oh, I'm more this than you. And how dare she speak to me because I am the honorable so-and-so-and-so. Come on now, come down off your high horse, because a lot of people are watching your walk, praise God. They before they got saved, they may not have known how to be a people person. And then they get saved and begin to walk this walk, and they watch you and they say, oh, he or she is arrogant. That's how faith of God is. He or she is hard and rough. So that's how I'm going to be. That's see, people are watching you, praise God. So be considerate, amen. Exhibit, amen, the traits of consideration, amen. Consistent is a good one. It's a good trait, amen. Not wavering from God's principle, praise God. And the supporting scriptures, first, Corinthians 15 and 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast. They used to, this is a song, be steadfast, immovable, always abiding in the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Always abiding in the work of the Lord. Amen. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want to throw a scripture in there. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Praise God. You want to be consistent. Amen. You want to let what you say be what it is. Amen. Because a lot of we get so, we switch up so much and we to where we become unreliable and people can't find comfort in our word. They can't find comfort in what we say or, you know, what we say we're going to do. And that you definitely don't want that, amen, to be what you're labeled as, you know. So try to be consistent, amen, not wavering from God's principle. Praise God. God is going to show you, amen, if you be consistent, amen, in his word and in his principles as well, your family life will change. Praise God. Your children will begin to respect you as a man or woman of God, amen. Because sometimes when our children see us be one way outside the house and another inside the house, they lose respect, amen, for God, and they lose respect for you as well. And it later on in life, it causes them not to want to walk the walk you walk. They want to do their own thing. So you want to make sure, amen, that if you are crying holy, holy, holy in the street, amen, or holy, holy, holy at every church you go to, cry holy at home, amen. Cry, Lord, you are. Awesome at home, praise God. And just a brief testimony on it, praise God. My children, amen, I saw my daughter, Simone, filled with the Holy Ghost at 5, 6 years old, amen. How God began to fill her with the Holy Ghost, praise God. Because I love to walk the floor in my house. See, when you walk the floor in your house, amen, same way I walk the floor at the church house, same way I walk and work the altar at the church house, amen, I do it at my home. Spirit starts to try to come up at my home. I begin to plead the blood of Jesus, cast out spirits and all that. I do it at home, amen, because the devil is not just at the church. He gets you at home, and then he ain't worried about the church house, because if he can get you messed up at home, then he ain't worried about the church house. Praise God. So I'm praying that we be consistent, amen, and that we learn to stand on the word of God and follow his principles. Praise God. Our next trait is content. Oh, praise the Lord. Originally this week I wanted to do marriage, but God said do marriage next week and handle my this week, praise God. Content, understanding and accepting that God has provided everything I need for adjusting to circumstances around me. Okay, Pastor Jackson, see, repetition helps to stick in some people's minds, praise God. So let me say yes. Understanding and accepting that God has provided everything I need for adjusting to circumstances around me, praise God. We have a lot of, it's a lot of faces of God that have no peace. They have no rest because they're too busy looking at what everybody else has. But if you separate yourself, praise God, and begin to look at where you are right now in your life. Say, Lord, I thank you because what I have right now, amen, I am content with it. I appreciate you for providing, praise God. You got food in the refrigerator. You got clothes on your back, praise God. You got transportation, praise God. Yes, there may be some problems and stuff that's going on, praise God, but look at how you still have your health and strength. Look at how you can still turn the key and open your door and walk in. Some people didn't catch that because some folk, amen, homeless. Some folk don't have a place to stay, praise God. But you are complaining about what you have. God has blessed you and sustained you for the circumstances that you have around you right now. Oh, glory be to God. But you are stressed and you are not satisfied. You're anxious. On the grind. I hear people in the world say that I'm on the grind. I'm on the grind. You know, for what? For what? Usually when I hear that, I see a person that's tired. I see a person that's wore out, beat down. Not getting any sleep, praise God. God don't function like that. God, that's not a setup from God. That's a setup from the enemy, praise God. You're out there, wore out, beat up, beat down. You're no good, amen, out there on the battlefield for God like that. You're on the ground. Every time somebody sees you in a vehicle, you're on this. When do you rest, praise God? Yeah, we are spiritual beings, amen, but we still have this flesh, this body, amen, that has to get appropriate rest. We still have this body, amen, that has to get the appropriate rest so that we can be able of I like when the Word of God talks about being a vessel, glory to God. Now, you think about it, your body is a temple. Ah, glory to God. It's that vessel that carries, amen, the Holy Ghost. It's where it dwells, praise God. And I'm trusting, I'm believing, amen. Y'all hear me say that? I'm trusting and believing because this is truly my prayer, amen, to thank the God that we begin. The only way we can combat the works of the enemy and stand and be able to face him, amen, without him laughing at us or running over, we got to be full of energy. We got to be ready, amen. We have to be alert and attentive, praise God. When you are tired and you are beat down, praise God, Sunday morning you'll be sending church sleep. Not that. And the only thing you said, as long as I made it to the church house, okay, you should have stayed at home because there's no way you received the word like that. As long as I was in a tent. No, that's not good enough, praise God. That's not good enough. What if somebody there needed a word from you? What if somebody there needed your testimony, needed just your comfort, just your consideration? Glory be to God. Just your concern and your compassion. And just like we said yesterday about being available, but you were not available. You were asleep. So these, we need, amen, to learn how to be content, amen. A lot of worries and a lot of stress that go on in our lives is because we have not found contentment. We are not content. We are not satisfied in God. I heard a song that say, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Oh, any way you bless me, Lord, yeah, I'm country. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But that's true. Any way you bless me. And see, today, I understand what old school was saying. Any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Because God is going to bless you with what you need, praise God. He's going to bless you even when you're asking him. Let me clear that up. Even for what you ask him for. And he begins to bless. And it's something I want to share with you, amen. We have to understand that when we begin to ask God for things, amen, when Jesus died on the cross for us and shed his blood, he brought relationship, amen. We are heirs and co-heirs with Jesus, praise God. And when we ask for a thing, man, in Jesus' name, he'll give it to us. But we have to build in faith. I tell people all the time, I'm a faith walker, praise God. I love to walk and believe and trust God in faith, praise God, because he can't see me in no other way unless my faith, praise God, unless my faith, amen, is available. unless my faith, amen, is on exhibit. Praise God. If your faith is not on exhibit, amen, whatever you're asking for, praise God, is not going to be there. And then when you are praying, and we talked about prayer last week, when you are praying, you have to be praying a prayer through the blood of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. You got to pray that prayer through the blood of Jesus. If you are not acknowledging, amen, the blood that Jesus shed on the cross, amen, when you begin to ask God for a thing, I mean, why look for it? You ain't saying it cometh to the Father, but by Jesus Christ, amen. And he's talking about the shedding of blood through the remission of sins. You're not repenting, amen. Oh, glory to God, through the blood of Jesus. You got to repent, amen. You got to make sure, amen, that everything is in line and in order. And that contentment, amen, will come. Hallelujah. Because you understand, amen, that I have acknowledged him in all my ways, amen. I have put, amen, I have put the cross first in my life. I have put Jesus Christ and his blood and the sacrifice he made for me to have relationship with God. I have put that first, amen. So I'm content. Oh, I'm satisfied because I acknowledge the cross. Contentment can't come when you don't understand the blood of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice that was made on the cross. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All my callers, amen, if you would like to say something, I want you to press 1. When you press 1, then I see a little hand, amen, on my switchboard. I tell you like that. And I know that you want to say something, praise God. I also want you to know that the chat room is open. Amen. The chat room is open, amen. If you would like to say something to the host, praise God. Hallelujah. But if you would just like to listen on the line, that's cool, too. Now we go into cooperative. Cooperative, being cooperative, that's a big thing, praise God. It's a big thing. And also, before we get into being cooperative, if you are in the chat and you would like to a personal prayer or anything that's private, they do have, you can talk to me privately. You don't have to talk in the big window. Glory be to God. So, amen. So, we are available. Amen. Praise God. Cooperative. Working or dwelling in unity with others. Ah, glory be God. Now, this cooperative tends to be a little hard for some people. They think cooperative means they take it over and run with it themselves and nobody has to help them. I got this, I got this, I got this. Well, in unity, amen, you want to include people, amen. You want help, amen. You want it to be joint effort, amen. I really want to go into when you're doing things at church, amen. And a lot of times, you know, people are not, we talked about being a people person. A lot of people are not people. Please, praise God. And they don't know how to work with others, amen? And, but they say, well, I did this, I did, and they think that's cooperating. Cooperating. Cooperating means that it's a group. That means it's you and someone else. That means that you you uniting, just like I said, with someone else to get an objective. You have an objective, I mean, to complete something, amen, to achieve something. You're working together, amen. And cooperative, amen, is contingent on your attitude. How do you feel about helping sister so-and-so? You got some hardcore sisters in the church. Oh, I ain't going to work with her. If I have to work with her, I ain't going to do nothing. You know, you need to get your attitude in, praise God. You need to get your spirit in check, glory to God. and learn that, amen, God is watching us, amen, working and dwelling in unity with others, praise God. Sometimes just your attendance, amen, is support, is cooperation. Because I know that it's a lot of pastors that request for their members to come out, well, the members of the church to come out to certain events. And you don't show up because it's a 3 o'clock service and you busy at 3 o'clock. You don't show up because the game on. You don't show up because you got a previous engagement. But this has been on the schedule for months. Praise God, you're not being cooperative. And then if a certain sister or a certain brother came up with it, then you don't want to, you don't want to participate because it's brother so and so or it's sister so and so. I don't have to show up for that. No, come on, let's be cooperative, amen. Let's be supportive because it's gonna come a time when you are gonna need that same support. Praise God. So let's just try to be more cooperative, amen, when it comes to the household of God. The things of God, the support of Scripture is Psalms 133:1. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. Oh, I mean, imagine all the love that's in the room when somebody visits your church. When somebody comes in and they see how all the brothers are getting along and all the sisters are getting along, and you don't have a sister over here trying to watch that sister over there because she might hug my husband and hug my, you know, all this all kind of carrying on. And whether you know it or not, whether it's said or not, when people visit, they can feel tension in the atmosphere. They can feel it. And 9 times out of 10, they will not return. And I've heard people that say, oh, I went to the church and I just felt good in my spirit. I just felt the love in the atmosphere. And they returned. Some of them even went on later to become members of the church because they felt like God, the presence of God in that place. And God is unity, praise God. Courageous. All right. Demonstrating that God is with me, giving strength and firmness of character, enabling me to endure any trial or danger. We got to get fear out of our life. We need to get fear out of our life. If we don't get fear out of our life, people, we will not accomplish the things that God intends for us to accomplish. Because every time it comes to time for us to do what we need to do, that fear comes from the butterflies in the stomach, your chest start hurting, you start getting queasy and all that. You need to press through that, amen. Glory to God. I tell people sometimes just get around your house and just start talking loud. Begin to quote who you are, who you serve, who you belong to. Begin to recognize your Father and who He is, praise God, and who He called you to be, praise God. And I'm telling you, it will build your courage up, because it is, it's hard when you're not used to, amen, that you're not used to walking in a certain position, amen. And when you first start out, you're saying, should I do this, should I not do this, and that's a fear, that fear that comes over you. And sometimes even on jobs, you go and you work a new job, and it's a position working with a lot of people, supervising or something like that. And some people don't care if the people that work for them don't like them. Some people just don't care. Some people care too much if the people like them. So they either don't do enough, or they either don't enforce their authority enough, or they either abuse their authority, praise God. But you want to find them, amen. And the way that you do that, amen, you have to pray, amen. You have to pray and you have to ask God to give you the strength and the wisdom and the knowledge, amen, even on your job, on how to handle situations, praise God. Because you can go to college, graduate, get all the credentials that you need and still go into your first job and not know how to handle yourself. praise God, because of that fear, because of that fear of rejection, because of the fear of success, because it's just straight up just being a scaredy cat. Praise God. But God can heal you of that. He can take that out of your life and deliver you from fear. Fear creeps up on us, I mean, at times, enduring things that you will be like, oh, my God, now, Lord, I know how to do this. I don't know what's happening. But it's just that fear, amen, is either rejection or success, praise God. You know, so many people want to be accepted. So many people want to be in this clique and that clique. And then some people just don't know who they are. So it causes them to either find ways to sabotage the job, even in relationships. Sometimes a person may get with someone that they feel is too good for them, or they may get with someone that they feel, that's the gist of it, get with someone they feel is too good for them. So before you know it, they are doing things to sabotage the relationship. They are constantly coming on their own fault and driving that other person away. You need to get some courage and understand, amen, that God, everything that God gives you in your life, you can handle it, because He's not going to put no more on you than you can bear. So we got to go into the Word, amen, get some scriptures on fear. As a matter of fact, amen, that will be one of my homework assignments, amen, for my listeners on the My Gospel Soul website. As a matter of fact, I want everybody to go to www.mygospelsoul.com. We are under construction, but we have a blog there now, and we have a form, amen, on the website where if you want prayer, you can type in your prayer, amen, and they'll send it directly to Pastor Jackson. So check out that website, amen. And because in the near future, we will be all in one house, amen. And what I mean by that, everything will be centered right there in My Gospel Soul. Now, the next one, well, let me support the scripture for courageous. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, He is that doeth. I'm losing my voice. Okay. For the Lord thy God, He it is that doeth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. All praise God. It says, for the Lord thy God. We also have to remember who's on our side. Who has our back, praise God. I was talking with my cousin today, and he was saying that the only person that he can rely on is God. And that's true, praise God. Man will let you down, praise God. Man will walk away from you. Man will get fed at you and toss you to the side, praise God. But if you have the Lord in your life, praise God, it don't matter who walk away from you. It don't matter who lets you down, praise God, because you know that you serve a God, amen, that said He'll never leave you nor forsake you, praise God. And if you just trust in Him, amen, He'll always be there for you, praise God, with His arms open, waiting on you, praise God. So fear not, praise God. The next character trait, amen, is creative, meeting a need or a chore from a different point of view. Praise God. A lot of people don't help in certain situations because they have tunnel vision. They don't step outside the box. They don't want to get out of the safety net, praise God. They want to stay in the net, praise God. But you got to get creative on this thing, praise God. I remember when Jesus told the fishermen, they had been out there fishing all day, they can't say nothing. Wasn't getting anything, praise God. Jesus came, He said, let me sit up in your, let me get on your boat. Let me just sit up in your business, praise God. And that's what you have to do in your life, amen. When you are faced with a project or you are faced with a certain situation that comes to you, praise God, and you never been in that situation before, in your household, praise God. You've been handling it this way, all this time, all these years. You've been working it the way you work. But I dare you to let God, to let Jesus come on up in there, hallelujah, and sit in your business, praise God, and watch him work. Watch him give you innovative ways, amen, to work out things in your life, praise God. I'm a very creative person, naturally and spiritually, praise God. I ask God all the time, Lord, how you want me to do this, praise God. I never like to say, I don't know how to do that. I can't do that. I never like to do that, praise God. And people try to get me to say it all the time. They'll tell me, what is it that you can't do? Well, with God, all things are possible. And if the Lord tell me I can do it, he going to show me how to do it. Praise God. And that's the same thing you got to understand about being creative in him, praise God. God is not going to give you an assignment, amen, that he cannot fulfill through you, praise God. A lot of us like to play that relay, amen. You passing the baton? Why do you? Come on, some things you need to run it yourself, but you like to run it and then pass it off to somebody because you didn't have confidence in it. You wasn't courageous in it. You just knew you could get it this far, then you jump off of it. But you didn't trust God, amen, to get you all the way through it. Praise God. Because it was going to require you to do some things that you weren't used to doing or that you had never done before. You know, and the people of God, we have to get out of our comfort zone. We got to trust God with everything that we have, praise God. I remember when God gave me Eagles United Ministries, praise God. And I started, amen, in my apartment. I was living in an apartment. My whole bottom floor was a church. My top floor, amen, was my house. And the bottom was the church, praise God. Sunday morning service chairs from the front door to the back door. I had found a podium for $20 somewhere, amen. It was nothing but the grace of God. Found a podium, amen. God bless, amen, with a place for the altar, amen. Members came through the apartment complex. But all because I listened to the voice of God, and I believe that if God said he's going to do it, amen, it's going to happen. Like, you can come up to either one of my children right now, and you can say, if God said it, they'll finish it for you. They'll say, it's going to happen, because that's just the way it is. So if God gives you an agenda or gives you a project or gives you an assignment, amen, trust me. Trust him, amen. It's going to come to pass through your hands, praise God. Praise God. And the supporting scripture is Romans 12 and 12. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Oh, glory be to God. That ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Be not conformed to this world. See, the world will tell you because you don't have a license or a degree or this or that. Because you don't have a piece of paper, you can't do it, praise God. But we are talking about we answer to a God, amen, that created the college professor, that created, amen, the university, that created everything, amen. You got to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, praise God. You functioned on a logical playing field for years, for your whole life, and until you gave your life to the Lord, now you can't function in your logic. You got to function with the mind of Christ, praise God. Oh, glory be to God. By the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Not your will. Not your mama's will, not your daddy's will, not your baby mama's will, because she probably calling you everything but a child of God. He, your baby daddy, y'all know y'all like to throw them little ghetto phrases around and all that. That's my so-and-so and my ex-wife keeps talking to me crazy. Let me tell you something. They have no power or authority over anything in your life. God does. And you give them power when you allow them or you entertain anything that anybody negative has to say in your life. And just because you've given your life to God don't mean that they've left that spot. You have to understand they are still walking in that world. You got off the train and they stayed on. And know they live in Houston. You got off the metro bus at one stop, they still riding it. You got to understand that they are still riding that bus. Oh, glory be to God. You got out. So don't expect, amen, when you come around them that they're going to be on the bandwagon of the new things that you're doing in your life. They are not. Oh, glory be to God. You got to understand, amen, that God, your mind got to be clean as, amen, of that bus ride. You got to forget every destination, amen, that you went on when you was on it. Why? Because God needs, he has to renew your mind in order for you to walk this walk, amen, and to prove that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Now, and that was Romans 12 and 12. Now, the last one, amen, we're going to hit on for today is decisive. Making all decisions based on perfect will of God. And every man and woman of God, and I know everybody thinks that they, oh, I make all my decisions are right. Everything I say is right, and all it is. Let me inform you of something. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit don't dwell with us always. Oh, I know that was a hard one for somebody to receive right there. Now, I'm not saying that he's not there. I'm not saying that the presence of God is not with you. Amen. I'm talking about dwelling in you. Oh, sometimes, oh, you telling me that your flesh don't rise up. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. See, a part of walking this walk with God is being real with yourself. You don't want to be a Pharisee or Sadducee. You don't want to be a hypocrite. Let's be real about this thing. You are not always walking in the great anointing of God. You are not there all the time. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Making all decisions based on the perfect will of God. That's why it's important. Now, I bring you back around. I said that to say this. That's why it's important before you make a decision that you begin to bring yourself back into the power of God, back into the presence of God. If you don't stop love, you just make a split-second decision, you it's going to be some trouble behind that. Oh, yes, it is. Why? Because you didn't stop long enough to consult God. You didn't stop to make sure it was God's will for you to do that. You didn't stop. You just felt good and went with it. Then later on down the line, some things start happening because of that split-second decision. Make sure that when you are making a decision that is based on the perfect will of God. And how do you do that? You go to the Word of God. You weigh it with the praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Supporting scripture is Joshua 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose ye this day who ye will serve. choose you this day who ye will serve. Whatever the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell. But as for me, see this, I wrote a song about it, y'all. As for me and my house, hallelujah, we will serve the Lord. Now, I go into your house. Now, I don't mean to, amen, or glory to God. But I have to go into your house, amen. And I have to say this to you, praise God. In your house. As for you and your house, now you serve God, but is everything in your house under the authority of God? Is everything in your house, amen, submitted to the power of God? Now, I ask you that because if you are out there serving God, then you come home and hell is going on in your house. I mean, come on. Now, your whole house, man of God, your whole house, amen, should be serving the same God you serve. Oh, glory be to God. For God I live and for God I die, and everything in this house I bring it under the subjection of the Almighty God, under the Spirit of the living God. I bring it under subjection. You will walk in accordance to the word of God. Oh, glory be to God. We talk about a lot in Heal the Land Crusades. If my people, glory be to God, and say, now how does that scripture, amen, how does that scripture relate to, amen, the crusade and when it's over? Because it starts with the people of God. It says, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. See, it's some things that we got to get in order first, praise God. Oh, no, you will not be dropping it like it's hot. You will not be doing that type of thing up in my house, praise God, because this house, amen, is dedicated, amen, to God. And every demonic force and every spirit, amen, that thinks that it's going to come and rest up in my house, I bind it up in the name of Jesus. And I send it back to hell from which it came. You have to learn how to cast out these spirits, amen. Get your house under subjection, praise God. Because the devil is looking for a dwelling place. That's why I say, you know, he don't mind if you hardcore about God out in that different churches. Because he could go, when you come home, he's wreaking havoc. Your son disrespectful, your daughter disrespectful. They not listening to you, don't care nothing about what you say. They hit in the club and come back in your house. I'm gonna tell you like my mama said. When I leave out my front door to go to church, everybody leaving out the front door. Oh, glory be to God. If she didn't watch it, we didn't watch it. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We got to get people of God. I'm just praying, amen, that we begin to bring our families, amen, back into the... Your family can't get saved if you ain't living the thing the way it's supposed to be. Leah, praise God. My mama prayed for me, and I mean she did. She prayed for me. She chastised me, praise God. We prayed as a family, praise God. Oh, glory be to God. She told me about my ways, amen. She called me to the carpet. Saved or not saved, grown or not grown. Sister Cook gonna tell you a little bit about yourself when you get out of order. But she used to speak it out loud in her house. God is going to save my family. And she walked with that thing, and she cried with that thing. She carried with that thing because she said, ask for me in my house, we will serve God. Children of God, we need to start getting our families back on one accord. We find it cute when our daughters can drop it like it's how we even film it. Come on, people of God. Come on, come on, hallelujah. God is watching us, and then we get mad when they end up at, working at a strip club. I think you're right. What happened? Well, you taught them to be filmed, dropping it like it's hot. You stole the city. Come on, come on. Let's get our families back together. Let's, women of God, let's allow our husbands, amen, to be the head. Come on, lift them up, edify and praise God. Because that's how we lay hold on the true promises of God. Amen. That's how we lay hold on what God really has for us in our lives. Praise God. By understanding order. God. Oh, hallelujah. God, your husband, you, your children. That's the order. Yeah, glory be to God. That's the order. Hallelujah. Women of God, if you got a problem with it, check with the Lord. But it says, God, come on. Come on. We got to submit to that thing. Amen. Well, praise God. This is Pastor Jackson. Amen. We talk about character traits right here on My Gospel Soul. Character traits, we cover being considerate, being consistent, being content, being cooperative, being courageous, being creative, and being decisive. Glory to God. And that means making all decisions based on the perfect will of God. I don't know why God got me on that woman thing, praise God. Women of God, amen. Women of God. Women of God, if you're listening to me, I say, praise God, because obviously somebody is listening to me. Listen to me. Humble yourself, praise God. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Humble yourself, praise God. Humble yourself and lift your husband up. The men of God, the men, period, amen, are going through a time of turmoil because they get laid off of jobs, they get their pay getting cut, their hours getting cut, and they cannot support you the way that they used to, praise God. You need to humble yourself, praise God. And thank God, amen, for the men of God that you have, amen. And men of God, y'all need to stop picking these women that can't pray for you, praise God. You looking more at it, how they drop it like a high did if they could pray for you. Oh, glory be to God. You mad at them because they look good, but they ugly on the inside. Oh, let me get off of there. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You're listening to My Gospel Soul. We thank everybody for tuning in, amen. Oh, glory be to God. Leave a comment on my show page, praise God. If you have logged in and registered as a listener, you can leave a message, amen, on my show page. But if you have not, then you need to email me. Email me a love email, hallelujah, a gospel soul love email, amen, and let me know that you listen, amen, to Pastor Jackson on My Gospel Soul, and you email that to Pastor J.Jackson@live.com. We thank you for tuning in, and I know how I like to say it, stay true to your gospel soul. Oh, yeah, by the way, check out our new uploads on tomorrow. Pastor Jackson has been interviewing some people. So check it out. We got a lady that's going to be on there talking about her Christian club in Baytown called King Corner. So you want to check it out. Amen. All right, y'all. I'm out.
Thank you for tuning in to My Gospel Soul with your host with the most, Janice Jackson. I'll see you tomorrow, same time, 4 p.m. Central. Remember, our show airs 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Tell a friend. You can even email me any topic that you would like to talk about. Remember, this show is about opinion. All you have to do is email me at PastorJ.Jackson@live.com. Special thanks to my producers at Cook Boy Productions. Photography by Nitsu Photography. For more information, go to www.webstart.com/my